I'm Jim Tevenin, and we have a special presentation right now from Spokane Valley Summer Theater, whose season begins very, very quickly here on the 20th of June, as a matter of fact, with one of the perennially popular shows for the musical stage. I think it's a very fair thing to say. And it is one of that canon of the Gilbert and Sullivan operettas that we mentioned in the last hour as we played that ballet score. This one, The Pirates of Penzance, opening June 20th at University High School out in Spokane Valley. And if you have any questions about what you're going to hear right now, or questions about the show or tickets or what have you, you can just go to svsummertheater.com. All right, here we go. In studio with me, we have a fairly frequent visitor to Spokane Public Radio. That's Andrea Olson.
Good morning.
Who is taking the job of choreographer
this
particular show. So good to have you with us, Andrea.
Thanks, Jim.
And next to her is another Andrea, Andrea Bates, who is playing the role of Ruth in this show. And welcome, Andrea.
Thank you so much.
Next to her is our pirate king. I would say R, but I won't right now. take the high road here. Eric Concius, who is the pirate king in this production. And next to him is the very model of a modern major general, David Doug Dawson.
Hello.
Welcome. And also in the room with us is the pianist and music director for this show, David Brewster.
Good morning.
Hi, David. All right. Well, let me start with you, Andrea/Ruth, because you're going to be singing for us first. Tell us a little bit about your entry into musical theater.
Well, I was the two-year-old bugging my mom, and that evolved into later a professional career in New York. And I was very fortunate to do a number of national tours, including A Chorus Line, in which I played Maggie and I understudied Val for over a year. I also did two tours with Robert Goulet as Emile Debeck in South Pacific. So that was 2 years long. And off-Broadway, I was in the original cast of Beehive, which I know Andrea has also done. And I was the understudy to all six women. And I was on stage constantly. So I'm lucky to have good, strong pipes, which I need for this show because I'm working a lot in this show.
Right.
Ruth is such a fun character with a variety of music, and I'm really enjoying my voice now in my more mature age. I'm happy to say, I'm not shy to say it, I'm 67. And just last year, I did the first show that I've done since 1989. I did South Pacific, and I was one of the nurses, and it was really fun. Now I'm a mezzo, not a coloratura anymore. That's for sure.
Well, you know, the requirements change as time goes by,
and there's room for everybody.
Absolutely, yeah. Just one satisfying curiosity of mine, and perhaps of listeners as well. As you are on the road understudying all these parts, how often are you called on? Or is it often, or is it kind of totally unpredictable when you might be called on to step out of the chorus and into the limelight?
It is both predictable and unpredictable. The lead for Nellie Forbush, who I understudied, had 2 weeks of vacation and off time. So I was guaranteed 16 performances. And then as a matter of her becoming accustomed to the backstage areas where they're often musty, a little, you know, slight mildewy scent, I was on frequently for her. However, I've known other understudies who may have only gotten a couple of performances. It just depends. I'm glad to say she finally got that worked out, not realizing she even had allergies to those old theater basement problems. And I loved being on stage with Robert Goulet, and I cherished every single moment. And I got kissed twice, too, by him.
Oh, there we go.
So, it doesn't hurt.
In a completely different world, tell us just a little bit about the character Ruth in Pirates of Penzance and the song that you're going to sing for us.
Well, bless Ruth's heart. She is a proclaimed 47-year-old, and she has been Frederick's nursemaid since he was a tot. And it was her role to provide a career for him per his father's instructions. And she goofed. She made him an apprentice to a pirate instead of a pilot. So she feels badly about that, and ultimately hoped to tag along with him after he came out of his indentured services. He rejected her because, well, she's 47 and he's looking for a wife of 17. And so not to get back at him in any fashion, but somehow she ends up being a pirate with the rest of the dudes for the entire second act. And I just love having my own sword. Boy, is it fun. So she really evolves and comes into a whole new perspective of herself, which she probably didn't know she had in the beginning.
All right, and it's worth mentioning that the plot device here with Frederick is that he was apprenticed to the pirates, and now he's achieved a majority age. But it's not like it happens immediately, and there's a complication.
Mm-hmm.
Who would like to take up the complication?
Oh, I'll take up this complication. Spoiler alert. So when Ruth brought to the pirate king, this young lad at 8 years old, to be a pirate, he was indentured to us until his 21st birthday or year. So at the beginning of the show, it's unveiled where he's 21, 22, he's now flying, meaning he's going on 22. And he's like, okay, now I'm going to leave the pirate fold until the second act, when we reread the contract that we had with this young lad. And it turns out that he was born on the 29th of February, a leap year, which means he might be 21 years old in age, but according to birthdays, he's only 5 1/4. So he has to become a pirate once again. Yarr, I got it in.
Very good, very good. Okay, and Ruth, tell us about the song that you're going to sing for us here.
I am going to, my song is the opening narrative mm-hmm. of what is happening. And it's when Frederick was a little lad.
All right, very good. Andrea Bates singing the part of Ruth in The Pirates of Penzance by Gilbert and Sullivan. Her song, When Frederick Was a Little Lad.
When Frederick was a little lad, he proved so brave and daring. His father thought he'd apprentice him to some career seafaring. Alas, I was his nursery maid, and so it fell to my lot to take and bind this promising boy apprentice to a pilot. A life not bad for a hardy lad, though surely not a high lot. Though I'm a nurse, you could do worse than make your boy a pilot. I was a stupid nursery maid through breakers, always steering. I did not catch the word aright through being hard of hearing, mistaking my instructions, which within my brain did gyrate. I took and bound that promising boy apprentice to a pirate. Ugh. A sad mistake it was to make, to doom him to this vile lot. I bound him to a pirate, yeah, instead of to a pilot. I soon found out without a doubt the scope of this disaster, but I didn't have the face to return to me place and break it to me master. A nursery maid is not afraid of what you people call work, so I made up my mind to go as a kind of piratical maid of all work. And that is how you find me now, a member of your shy lot, which you wouldn't have found had he been bound apprentice to a pilot. Oh!
And there you have it, When Frederick Was a Little Lad, sung by the character Ruth, sung by Andrea Bates, from the production of The Pirates of Penzance, the Gilbert and Sullivan musical that'll be running from June 20th through July 6th at University High School, a production of Spokane Valley Summer Theater. And Andrea Bates back in the studio with us. And Andrea, this marks your return to the stage after your long hiatus.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
What motivated you to come back out, put on the grease paint, and face the crowd?
Well, in the 35 years that it's been since I performed again, last year being the first time in 35 years, I have seen a lot of shows. I've seen a lot of Broadway touring shows. Of course, I've seen wonderful regional and community theater. But the Spokane Valley Theater productions that I saw, because a friend said, you got to go see this. You really have to go see this. And I was absolutely blown away. And by the way, it was Bridges of Madison County, in which Andrea was the glorious lead in that. And the whole production just, it blew my mind how beautifully it was not only performed, but staged, presented. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it right now. It really made a big impact on me. So I went back and I saw another show and another show and another show. And I thought, dadgummit, this is where I want to be. I want to be in this theater. And, the great thing about this theater is, hey, you know, it's kind of nice that I live in Spokane Valley and it's close, but we have performers in this cast who come all the way from Deer Park, who come all the way from Cheney, who come all the way from Idaho. And so lots and lots of other people are recognizing the high level at which this theater is consistent. And I love that. And, you know, parking's free, too. It doesn't
Well,
hurt.
There you go. Yes. That's the icing on the cake, as it were. Let's move ahead to our Pirate King, Eric Concius. You told me a little story about your first encounter with Gilbert and Sullivan, which did not happen within the borders of the U.S. So tell us about that again, please.
Well, up until then, the only Gilbert and Sullivan I ever heard was Todd Rundgren singing the Lord Chancellor's Nightmare song, which is a great rendition. I had no idea who wrote the song, but I'm like, I love this. And then my junior year abroad was at the University of York in England, and I was minoring in music, and so I got to know a lot of people in the music department, and the music director came up to me and said, you look the part. You should audition to be the Pirate King. Not based on my voice, nothing, just like, you look like, sort of like Kevin Kline, I'm going to say, and not really. And they recruited me, and I was bit hook, line, and sinker by the bug. I just think I combined two metaphors there. And I just absolutely loved it. The fact, first of all, that they put an American in one of the principal roles was really cool. I had to do my best as an English accent. I would get it right, and sometimes I would get it very wrong. And if you really want to, you can go onto YouTube and you could look up University of York, Pirates of Penzance, Sail Poetry, and you'll see a 125-pound guy with almost as much hair as this singing. So.
All right, very good. And tell us a little bit about this character of the Pirate King. He is not your standard issue pirate. He is unique in the world of pirate, I think.
He and his entire band are sort of unique in the world of piracy because they, spoiler alert, they're not actually pirates at all. They're pretending to be pirates as best they can, but they're very, very soft-hearted. They're tender-hearted. And the reason for that is because they're actually members of the House of Peers who are disaffected with the gentry. In fact, there's a wonderful line I always gesture to the audience where Frederick wants the Pirate King to come back to civilization. And without revealing this truth, he says, no, Frederick, it cannot be. I don't think much of our profession, but contrasted with, and I look at the audience, respectability. It is comparatively honest. So there's a little bit of a wink and a nod right there about what's going on.
Yeah, well, for those who are unfamiliar with the operas of Gilbert and Sullivan, they are satiric.
Yes.
first and foremost, and they are satiric, even though the objects of their satire literally have gone away long, long, long ago. However, others have taken their place. So it's a matter of is. Well, perhaps a kind of an unfair question. Is there anything in the production that indicates a modern analog to the pirates?
This is a pretty traditional production.
We have kept it, honest to the original intent, yes.
Right. I think there's I'm trying to think of a little moment or two where we, because the script is 100% the same. The only addition is from the Pat production, where we put in the Matter Patter trio with the second act. That's a deep dive for like three people in your audience.
Yeah.
And this is a tribute to Gilbert and Sullivan, and to really the Doyle Cart performance style.
All right. Well, tell us about your song that we will hear next.
Well, this is where I've just said. Contrasted with respectability, it is comparatively honest. And what I love about Gilbert and Sullivan, it's like, no, Frederick, I shall live and die. Cue this song, A Pirate King. And then I literally sing A Pirate King. It's actually the first time where it's revealed that my name is the Pirate King, or my title. I don't think it's said before then. And again, a little known fact, his actual name is Richard. It's never mentioned in the script, but according to tradition, his name is Sir Richard. And... we don't really, he's a really one-dimensional character. He's just, but he's so fun to play and so silly because at one time, you know, he's very Errol Flynn swashbuckling. And at the next moment, he's like, humana, humana, you know.
All right, well, why don't I send you out to the studio then?
Sure.
This is going to be Eric Concius playing the Pirate King. And also he's going to have a little bit of a singing assistance on this one from our other two characters, Andrea Bates, who played Ruth, and Doug Dawson, the modern Major General. So this is the song of the Pirate King, O Better Far to Live and Die.
Better far to live and die, under the brave black flag I fly, than play a sanctimonious part with a pirate head and a pirate heart. Away to the cheating world go you, where pirates all are well to do, but I'll be true to the song I sing, and live and die a pirate king. For I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. For I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. It is hurrah for the pirate king, hurrah for the pirate king. When I sally forth to seek my prey, I help myself in a royal way. I sink a few more ships, it's true, than a well-bred monarch ought to do. But many a king on a first-class throne, if he wants to call his crown his own, must manage somehow to get through more dirty work than ever I do. For I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king. For I am a pirate king, and it is a glorious thing to be a pirate king.
It is a rather a pirate king,
a rather a pirate king.
Far better far to live and die. music by Gilbert and Sullivan, as sung here by our pirate king, Ariet Concius, from the Gilbert and Sullivan production of Pirates of Ben Sands that begins shortly at University High School, the production of Spokane Valley Summer Theater. Delightful, delightful. That grand fun. And unfortunately, we do not have video. Otherwise, we would have seen Eric conducting in pirate style. That's the only way I can describe it.
Absolutely.
That's the only way I go through life.
Yes.
Well, that's partly because I actually don't sing in that song. We just decided to kind of add me into that last minute. So thank you very much. Good direction.
Yeah, nicely done.
But I don't think David has to worry about his job. So.
All right. And David Brewster, who is the music director for this production, came back into the studio. Again, before we went on air, we were talking a little bit about the orchestra for this. And tell us about that.
Okay, so we have an orchestra, including myself, of 9 people. We've got basically all the major instrument families represented, so strings, brass, woodwinds, percussion. And we are small but mighty. I'm blessed to be joined by some very experienced, talented, and capable music theater veterans, like Jill Cathy and Sheila McCollum and Jennifer Brummett, who are more than willing to be tossed curveballs and pick up many instruments and make us sound as best as we possibly can. So we're small but mighty, and I'm super excited for the sounds that we're going to make.
All right, very good. And just one other quick question. Is this, where are you on the GNS spectrum as far as being someone who's played lots of shows? This is my first, or where are you on that one?
I would say I'm a newbie to Gilbert and Sullivan. It's different from many of the things I've done before, primarily because since it's light opera, the musical complexity takes a backseat to the text and to the silly humor. And in a way, that's welcome because I get to sit back and perhaps enjoy the comedy a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you conducting from a keyboard or?
I am. Okay. Yeah, that's our best course of action where we're at.
Absolutely. There we go. All right. And let's now focus on our modern Major General, who's been very patiently waiting here for his moment. That is Doug Dawson. And Doug, tell us your place on that spectrum I was talking about with David as far as your experience with GNS?
You know, pretty limited, really. I've done 2 Gilbert and Sullivan shows. The first was in 2009 with Andrea Olsen playing Mabel and Yvonne Johnson, who's directing this one, and I'm playing the same role again. However, it's been very fun because there's been a few times where people in the cast are like, how do you know that song? And I'm like, oh, well, I did this show for like 5 weeks or 6 weeks a few years back. But yeah. So very limited. I did find out recently, and my uncle, who passed away several years ago, was a huge Gilbert and Sullivan fan. I had no idea. So I guess when we were kids and would go to their house, he'd frequently be playing Gilbert and Sullivan, and I had no idea.
It's one of those things that, you know, there are fashions in musical theater, as in everything, and certainly there was a time not all that long ago when, you know, population centers all had their little Gilbert and Sullivan troupe, who would put on the, and you know, with, same as with Spokane Valley, you know, reduced orchestra, but still, I remember also there were concert versions of Gilbert and Sullivan that were done. I grew up with one in San Francisco, where the director, his name is Donald Pippin, who would fill in. He would have just solo singers there with him performing. And he would fill in the plot details, which was the most priceless part of some of those shows. Because, you know, if you're just flat out reciting what happens in these operettas, it's pretty silly stuff.
Sure.
But,
So, Doug, tell us a little bit about the modern Major General here.
You know, here's the neat thing about modern Major General, and I'm very lucky in being kind of a character actor, and that's that it's not a big role. Really, when it comes to stage time, it's not big. But everybody's like, oh, that was so funny. That was so, I call it the Hannibal Lecter effect. Like he, you know, Anthony Hopkins got the Oscar for Best Actor for 23 minutes of screen time in a 2-hour movie. And the major general is that way. It's like, I don't have a lot of time, but when I'm on stage, it's great stuff as an actor to work with. It's just all just this great stuff. You just eating the scenery, you know what I mean? And you're supposed to. So it's very, very fun. And he gets announced every time he comes on stage. It's like, oh, here comes the major general. I'm like, yes, I'm the major general. You know, every single time. And it's like, I feel bad for the rest of the cast.
You're stealing my song.
That's right.
And this is your title tune that you're going to be doing for us here. And if we can, it goes by very quickly. So if you could provide just a kind of a capsule summary of what we're going to hear so we don't get lost.
I looked up the lyrics, and it actually does make sense, but it doesn't matter because a lot of the stuff he's talking about we wouldn't know about in modern society. Basically what it is he's just bragging. This is how great I am. And everyone's like, yeah, he's great. And everybody buys into it. And even at the end, the Pirate King's like, yeah, oh, wait, I don't like him, you know. So he's just bragging about how great he is.
It's your hype song.
Yeah, it's my hype.
Totally.
And one of the things to listen for, too, is just the absolutely outrageous rhymes.
Yes.
That are a part of that's just part of the soul of it. Well, I can't wait to hear. So I'm going to, again, dismiss our chorus and soloist for this performance of Modern Major General, one of the hit tunes for sure from The Pirates of Penzance by Gilbert and Sullivan. Again, I've been talking with members of Spokane Valley Summer Theater production of Pirates that'll open on the 20th of June. More on that in a bit, but now to our studio for Modern Major General.
I am the very model of a modern major general. I've information, vegetable, animal, and mineral. I know the kings of England and I quote the fights historical from Marathon to Waterloo in order categorical. I'm very well acquainted too with matters mathematical. I understand equations with the simple and quadratical. About binomial theorem, I am teeming with a lot of no's. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse. With many cheerful facts about the square of the hypotenuse.
I'm very good at integral and differential calculus. I know the scientific names of beings animalculous. In short, a man is vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major general.
In short, a man is vegetable, animal, and mineral. He is the very model of a modern major general.
I know our mythic history, King Arthur's answer paradox. I answer how acrostics have a pretty taste for paradox. I quote in elegiacs all the crimes of heligabulus. In conics I can flow peculiarities parabulous. I can tell undoubted Raphaels from Gerald Downs and Sophonies. I quote the cooking chorus from the frogs of Aristophanes. Then I can hum a fugue of which I've heard the music dinner for. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore.
And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore. And whistle all the airs from that infernal nonsense pinafore.
Then I can write a washing bill in Babylonic cuneiform and give you every detail of Caractatus's uniform. In short, and matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major general.
In short, and matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. He is the very model of a modern major general.
In fact, when I know what is meant by Mamelon and Ravelin, when I can tell at sight a mouse or a rifle from a javelin, when such affairs as sorties and surprises I'm more wary at, and when I know precisely what is meant by commissariat, when I have learnt what progress has been made in modern gunnery, when I know more of tactics than a novice in a nunnery, in fact, when I've a smattering of elemental strategy. Oh, strategy. Oh, yes. You'll say a better major general has never strategy.
You'll say a better major general has never strategy. You'll say a better major general has never strategy. You'll say a better major general has never strategy. You'll say a better major general has never strategy.
For my military knowledge, though I'm plucky and adventury, has only been brought down to the beginning of the century. But still it matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. I am the very model of a modern major general.
Still it matters vegetable, animal, and mineral. He is the very model of a modern major general.
And again, would that there were video for what we are doing here. Some delightful steps on the parts of all of our players out there in our KPBX studio. Well, this has been enormous fun for me. I hope for you guys as well. I've been, I've had the delight of the company of a quintet of participants in the opening show of a brand new season for Spokane Valley Summer Theater. We've heard from Andrea Bates, who is playing the character of Ruth, Eric Concius, the Pirate King, Doug Dawson, the modern Major General. Also here, the choreographer, Andrea Olson, who is also the Associate Artistic Director of Spokane Valley Summer Theater, and our rehearsal pianist slash conductor of the grand orchestra for the production, David Brewster. I want to thank you guys for being here with us today. It was just an absolute delight.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
And best wishes for a successful run.
Thank you.
Thank you.